Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Juergen, Congressman Gohmert said the real problem here is the descent into atheism and how atheism and socialism are connected. Yeah. You're a pastor. You're also a conservative, outspoken Trump supporter, immigrant to our country. One of the coolest stories.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how, as America becomes further disconnected from a relationship with a higher power, people then gravitate towards almost state-run religion?
Yeah. Well, that's actually my testimony. So I grew up in a home. My dad was an atheist. But the reason he was an atheist was because he was born in East Germany. So after World War II, they basically put a line down the middle. The West was capitalism. The East was communism. Well, unfortunately, my dad, being in Eisenach, was part of East Germany. So he had a bit of a very troubled childhood. At 18 was, conscription. You had to go into the military. So he was in the military, and then they put him as a soldier on the wall. So he was a soldier on the wall, and he said they always mixed the guards. He said, you never was with the same person. And then they would plant people in there saying, hey, how would you like to cross over to capitalism? Wouldn't that be fantastic? He says, and you were frightened because people were going missing all the time, and they were in concentration camps and gulags. This one night, a guy's escaping, gets caught in the barbed wire. My dad has the gun, refuses to shoot the guy.
Wow.
So they throw him into a concentration camp as a defector. He comes out of there, tells his best friend he's done with communism, he's going to escape. His best friend instead goes to the Stasi. They dob my dad in. They come around and arrest my dad. He goes for 2 years into, and he said the only way to get out was he had to lie and say, man, Stalinism, Marxism, that's the way to go.
Ever. Yeah.
And so he is frightened. When I talk to him on the phone, he cannot believe what's happening to our nation. He's almost 80 years of age now. He cannot believe what's happening to our nation because he's like, this is what we fled from.
And he grew up in East Germany.
In East Germany.
And what was the predominant viewpoint of God in East Germany?
Atheism. It was predominantly atheism. When I got saved, he was so perturbed. He's like, how can you believe in God? Like, you believe that Jesus is God. He only lived 2,000 years ago. How could you live?
How could you believe such thing?
Yeah. And I'm trying to like, Dad, no, he's God incarnate. So religion was completely wiped out because it was a threat. But you know what? Hitler did the same thing. Hitler changed the, so instead of saying the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, he changed it. So my mother told me this, when she was in school, they had to say Mein Führer.
No.
Not my Father who art in heaven, my Führer from whom all good things come. And so they literally took the Lord's Prayer out of school and replaced it with, you're not praying to God, you're praying to Hitler.
Jeez.
And you're thanking Hitler.
And socialism replaces incompletely the God-sized hole that we have in our heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you pastor an amazing church in San Diego, and we're going to have you on throughout tonight. And we're about to be joined by Madison Cawthorn, who's amazing. But I want to just ask you this, which is that why do you get so involved in the political fights as a pastor?
Because I came from an atheistic upbringing into an encounter with Christ on a beach. And so when I look at the Bible, I don't have a religious lens that I look at it through. I look at the Bible through the lens of, oh my gosh, everything that's going on actually has a frame of reference going all the way back to Scripture. So for example, communism or socialism. A lot of people say, well, socialism, it's caring for the poor.
So cool, man.
It's in the Bible. But you know what? What's incredible is if you look at socialism, and a lot of people say Joseph in the Bible, but watch what happens. And this is the trap. So how did Joseph or the Israelites end up in Egypt? First thing, it was free stuff. They were promised free stuff. We will give you the land of Goshen. It's a good land. We're going to give you pastures. We're going to give you fields. We're going to give you stuff. It was free stuff. Then once they got in there and the free stuff, there was a pandemic. So then they said, hey, listen, what we've got to do is we've got to heavily tax you. So the Jews were already giving 10% of their income to God as a tithe, but now they had to give 20% of everything away. When it came down to they had to heavily tax, when there was nothing left, they sold themselves to the state. Wow. And so they said, we've got nothing else. Give us bread because, you know, socialism bankrupts everything. So they became Pharaoh's property. Once they became Pharaoh's property and Egypt started flourish again, he did not want to let them go. And that's literally the track history of socialism. Once they're in power, they make all these promises. But once they have a subject class, they never let them go.
It's a real thing for you. This is not something on a chalkboard. That's not some book. Your father lived it and you were raised to understand it.
Have the best Thanksgiving and Christmas ever with Good Ranchers free hickory honey holiday ham. Every new subscription gets a Berkshire hickory honey smoked ham for free. The Berkshire hams are 100% no antibiotics ever, 100% hormone free, and 100% born and raised in America. Hands down the best ham you'll ever eat. Berkshire pork, which is a heritage breed, is known as the world's best pork. And the best part is 100% free with every new subscription. Sign up today and get yours before we run out. And as always, Good Ranchers is 100% American beef and chicken, and now pork. Steaks are always USDA choice and higher. Chicken is 100% all natural, no hormones added ever. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American born, raised, and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners only with American ranches from across the U.S. to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. So go to GoodRanchers.com. That's GoodRanchers.com. It's the place to go. It's GoodRanchersOfTheNest.com. For the price of a family going out to dinner, you go to GoodRanchers.com. Use the promo code CHARLIE to save $20 off your purchase. GoodRanchers.com, promo code CHARLIE.
So I want to now spend this time to just reintroduce my good friend Jurgen, because people are coming in and out. I love your testimony, and I want to discuss, you know, that more with you. But I also want to invite Tyler. I think Tyler is here, right? To give us an Arizona update, because there's a lawsuit pending. But I also want to recap kind of the stuff that we have been talking about tonight. We started this evening with General McInerney, who said that this was treason, what was happening with Hammer and Scorecard. And he said that there are 90% chance that he thinks President Donald Trump will serve a second term. 90% chance.
Wow.
We were then joined by Congressman Louis Gohmert, who said that he believes that this could go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court and possibly have a revote in our country. And look, kind of all of this together, I think what we are learning, everybody, and for those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support, we've been keeping this drumbeat going. We've been sending our links around to elected officials. We've been sending it around to influence, you know, shapers and makers. Do you see how the opinion has changed? Do you see, and Jurgen, can you talk about this? It seems like everyone was believing that this election was just over, and then almost overnight, it just changed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because when you see 73 million people, so Barack Obama, 2008, you know, landslide, first African-American president, 68 million votes. Nobody has beaten that since.
Yes.
So there was so much momentum and groundswell when you looked at the rallies. If you tuned out the news and looked at the rallies, that we were believing and that he was going to break 70. Well, right now there's 73 million people that voted for Donald Trump. So when you look at nobody at the Biden rallies and then this, that there's 73 million people with what I would say grounded disbelief.
Yes.
In what we're seeing, what we're being told, how early. I mean, I've got screenshots where they had the yellow check mark next to Biden for Virginia, and Trump was like 56% of the Virginia vote was with him, and yet Biden had the check mark. And then we're watching on CNN votes disappear from Trump and go on to Biden, and then we're watching 15% of the vote called in Arizona, and they've already given it to Biden. There was just all these anomalies. And so people aren't stupid. And I think the hubris of the arrogance of the left is they think that they can just, you know, bulldoze. And with the media, people will just believe whatever they're told.
And now we're diving deeper and we're finding, as General McInerney said, that because of the whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, who created this hammer and scorecard, which you're not supposed to talk about, but we talk about it freely here on our program. And we're able to do that because you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support. Because what's really happening here, it looks like the intelligence agencies, the most powerful people, wanted Donald Trump gone. And they wanted Donald Trump gone about something you talked about earlier. We actually got a lot of questions about this. You guys can email us your questions in real time, freedom@charliekirk.com. Jürgen, can you talk about the World Economic Forum that you mentioned earlier? A lot of our listeners are like, what is that? I don't really understand what that is.
So for the last few years, they've invited Donald Trump to come and speak. And I think they were hoping that he would let go or tone down his very, very nationalist worldview.
Pro-American.
Pro-America, America first. That's his agenda, that he is the president elected by the people for the people, that he serves the people. Well, the globalist elites that meet in those places, they have a globalist agenda. And the reason that I'm so passionate about this, Charlie, is because when I read the scriptures, it tells us that the goal is for these globalists, and it's Satan behind it, to create a one world government, a one world economy. And a lot of Bible scholars, when they read the book of Revelation, are dumbfounded because they're trying to find America. And the reason that America is not in the last pages of the book of Revelation, they say, oh, America must have been wiped out in a nuclear war. Oh, you silly people. No, it's got nothing to do with nuclear war. America is her constitution. Mm-hmm. Without her constitution, we'd be like everybody else, but her constitution. So at some point between now and, you know, the Antichrist, one world government, Christ coming back to finish it all, there's a power that wants to do away with the American Constitution. And what I love about President Trump and what the globalists hate about him is the Constitution. And the Constitution is unlike any other Constitution. And so all these knuckleheads that talk about socialism and we've got to do more for the poor. Did you know that America has lifted more human beings out of poverty than every other nation in the world combined for the other nation's entire history? Just what America has done with free market capitalism. The power of the government is not in the leaders, but it's in the people. We, the people, in the preamble. And so because we have that authority, and then wherever you see increase in government, you have decrease in people's freedoms. Wherever you see decrease in government, you see increase in people's freedoms. And that's why America is able to innovate, putting man on the moon, the rover on Mars, satellites into space, air conditioning, airplanes. I mean, the innovations and the inventions are unlimited because of the freedom that Americans have. And so the socialists don't want that, you know. And so in the Bible, it goes all the way back to Nimrod is the first guy who was a hunter, but he wasn't a hunter of game. He was a hunter of men. He was a hunter of people because he wanted to rule. And so he built a tower whose top was in the heavens, defying God, saying, hey, I'm going to floodproof. You won't be able to wipe us out again. And so Donald Trump is a threat because he is a America first agenda. Yes. So they tried to convert him. He wouldn't convert. In fact, he lectured them, hammered them. And then all these other nations began to turn and say, hey, we're going to be the same.
And so the World Economic Forum is in Davos.
Davos, Switzerland, this January.
And they meet every winter.
Every winter, every January. And like the top of the list, it's the ruling class. And they already listed their agenda. Just coming into the COVID lockdowns, they listed their agenda. And the top of the agenda was the global financial reset or the global economic reset. And you can look it up on their website, global economic reset. Well, hang on. What's going on? Oh, hang on. We've got to shut down our economy because of COVID right around the world. Mm-hmm. We've got to shut borders. We've got to bankrupt. What they were hoping, and it hasn't worked, Trump warp speed took the wheels off it. That's why they hate Trump, is they were hoping that America would be floundering, that all the nations would be floundering financially, and they were going to ride in on white horses as our saviors. And hey, we know we're not elected, but we're going to do this thing where we're going to basically save the whole world, have a global economic reset, reset structures. I just saw an article the other night where they're actually still talking about that, that what we need to do is we need to have a global where it's much fairer, that America doesn't have all the wealth and African nations don't. We're going to distribute it all equally. And it's basically a socialist agenda run by global elites who are not elected, but who are in power. And sadly, what they want to do is, and Louis Gohmert was 100% correct, is the goal of socialism, whether it's a conscious or subconscious, is always the replacement of God with man.
And so there's a lot of Christians watching. There's some non-believers there, and there's people that are of all religions watching. What do you have to say specifically, though, for church-attending Christians that are like, I don't like this political thing. I don't care who becomes president. Or I didn't vote for Trump. I don't. Like, what should a Christian's viewpoint on politics be right in this moment, too, as it's so obvious they're trying to steal the presidency from us?
Yeah. So first of all, you cannot separate the political realm from the religious realm. So my wife and I have this statement that if you want to say, well, you know, religion shouldn't have anything to do with politics, have another look, because politics doesn't believe that, because they're doing everything they can with religion. They come in and they tell us, hey, you know what? Conception doesn't begin at birth. It's just a mass of cells, and we can abort. Well, actually, human life has no sanctity whatsoever. So we're going to abort even after birth. And so that they keep crossing over into very sacred territory. But getting back to Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue, and exercise dominion. So God gave dominion over the earth to man. So a lot of people say, well, you know, whoever God wants, you know, whoever God wants to be the leader. Well, so number one, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because God said, no, I give you the keys to the kingdom. No, whoever you have dominion over the earth. So whoever you choose to rule over you will rule over you. Whatever leader you elect. Now watch this. You and I both believe that Christ is the sinless, blameless, Amen. Spotless Son of God. Okay. So a lot of people say this, well, hang on, you know, whatever God wants, whatever God's will is, that'll come to pass. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's sweating drops of blood. He's, you know, he's moments away from the betrayal, being crucified, everything. And he prays this prayer. He says, Father, if it's able for this cup to pass by, please, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. So Jesus even there recognized that, and he wasn't sinful. He had no sinful. It wasn't like this was a selfish, evil, sinful agenda. This was the pure Son of God recognizing that the only way God's will was going to come to pass was for him to let go of his and lay hold of God's, to go through with the plan of salvation. So when people say, well, whatever God wants, no, God says, no, I gave it to you, whatever you want. I'm not going to choose your leaders. I'm not going to override the vote. God did not choose Adolf Hitler. God did not choose Joseph Stalin. God did not choose Idi Amin. God did not choose Pol Pot. To say that he did is bankrupt theology.
But a dispensational theology would be that God can intercede
all the time
for good and moral purposes.
So watch
God
this.
Will never intercede for darkness or horror or for sin.
So Ezekiel 22:30 is a key scripture. And I want to encourage you, if you have a Bible, look up Ezekiel 22:30. And this is what it says. God speaking, he says, so I sought for a man among them who would build a wall, stand in the gap, cry out to me on behalf of the nation that I might not destroy it. And so in Ezekiel, what had happened is that the nation had turned their back on God, was full of idolatry, bloodshed, abortion, sacrificing of children, wickedness. And so God had sent prophets. And so God says, listen, you know, God has two sides to the throne. One is righteousness, the other one is justice. One is mercy and one is truth. And so, well, which one is it? Well, it's both. And so God wants someone to intercede to move him from judgment, truth, towards mercy. And so God was looking for someone to cry out on behalf of the land. So that's what we've been doing as a church. That's what I've been doing personally, is crying out to God that wickedness would not triumph over righteousness.
Amen.
But if the church becomes indifferent, if the church becomes lackadaisical, if the church becomes apathetic, wickedness will flourish until God says, I'm here. It's almost like, you know, do you ever used to watch the WWF and they had the tag team wrestling?
Sort of. Yeah, I'm familiar with the setup.
It's like God is on the outside of the rope saying, hey, just reach out, tag me, and I'll come in and I'll bring a beat down, but I'm not going to interfere. I'm not going to violate the rules. You have to invite me in. How bad does this have to get?
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and more. And we all know that HR manager salaries are never cheap. They're an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there are no hidden fees. Cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance? Let Bambi help and get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Kirk. Spell BAM to the BE.com/Kirk.
So I spoke at Pastor Jurgen's church. It was unbelievable. It was so energetic.
We loved you. Our church loved you.
What was so amazing, though, is your church was informed and engaged on all the civic issues happening in our country.
Yeah.
And they were excited to hear about the intersection of the gospel and civic life. And there's many different examples in the Old Testament of Nehemiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and Joseph and Esther and Mordecai that all got involved.
All politics.
In earthly government.
That's
for God's purpose,
right?
So this kind of abdication of getting involved. So I want to ask you about something. I want to ask you about something that Andy Stanley said to The Atlantic today, right? And so Andy Stanley said that because Christians have embraced Donald Trump, the kingdom will suffer and less people will come to Christ. I'm paraphrasing. What is your response to that?
I would just say, you know, Andy, I had so much love and respect. You just need to maybe get out more, because what we have found is that the exact opposite is true. We have found, because of Trump and because of his values of America first, freedom, liberty, defunding abortion, protecting our First Amendment, protecting religious liberty. You know, there was a prophet, Kim Clement from South Africa, who prophesied Donald Trump. And it's interesting, the words, and this was in 2007. He prophesied that Donald Trump would be a two-term president in 2007. One of the things that he prophesied, he said that when, and he used these words, he says, when my anointed, when my David goes into the White House, he won't be a praying man. He will go in whispering my name. But once he gets in there, I'll baptize him in the Holy Spirit. He'll be known as the praying president. I have never in my life had more requests for prayer than from the Trump family. Almost, you know, Ivanka sends him out. Hey, this, we're praying against, we're going against human trafficking. Would you pray for us? This piece of legislation's going forward. Hey, you know, would you pray going into the election? We are continually praying for our president. So David was a hero. The women came out and they were singing about Saul slaying his thousands, David slaying his tens of thousands. Was David perfect? Absolutely not. Was he anointed? 100%. Samson, was he perfect? Absolutely not. Was he anointed by God? Absolutely. So what I would say to Andy Stanley is, if you would open your eyes and look, you would see that Donald Trump is anointed by God. Well, how do you know that? You know, he sends offensive tweets. Well, let me tell you, Jesus didn't say judge a man by his tweets. He didn't say judge a man by his words. Judge a man by his fruit. Jesus says, beware of false teachers. He didn't say beware of their false teaching. He says, beware of false teachers. You'll know them by their fruit, because the teaching's got deception in it. Look at the fruit of their life. You look at the fruit of Donald Trump's life in 4 years, what he has done, black unemployment, Hispanic outreach, what he has done for the safety of our cities, the building of the wall, the preserving for our economy, for unemployment, what he has done for the marginalized, what he has done for pro-life, what he has done for religious liberty, what he has done for our church, what he has done to restore faith and hope, what he has done to champion the Constitution. The last 10 conservative presidents combined did not do it in their time. Not even close.
And so I want to take some questions from those of you that are emailing us, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Also, I want to invite Tyler. We'll share the mic here so Tyler can come on, because Tyler actually was involved in filing the Arizona lawsuit here try to actually uncover what's happening here. Many of our watchers and listeners and viewers know Tyler from previous live streams, and Tyler wore his Kaylee McEnany shirt. So I guess we're going to have to give away some of these.
I love that. No,
they're not from us.
They're not from us?
No.
Okay.
Hey, nice to see you.
So Jürgen, as we kind of do a mic switch here, can you also just give us some idea of, can you give the speech that you gave about free healthcare?
My gosh. Okay.
It's one of my favorite speeches I've seen you give.
So, you know, everybody right now in the Democrat world is about free healthcare, and they'll quote nations like Sweden and Australia. So my response growing up in Australia is you get what you pay for. In Australia, you get what you pay for. Free healthcare, well, you get what you pay for. So my younger brother was playing indoor soccer, and it's the last game of the night. He's in a tournament. They're in the semifinals, and so they got games 6 o'clock, you know, all the way through to 9 o'clock. He's the 9 o'clock game. At 9:45, with just a few minutes to go, he's running down the sideline, gets slide tackled, snaps his fibula and tibia. So by the time they call an ambulance arrives 10:15. By the time they get him to the hospital, it's 10:45. 10:45, all the doctors have gone home. So, but he's got a snapped tibia and fibula. So they have a fourth year medical student. And again, because you don't pay for it, you don't get to have any say. So fourth year medical student performs the operation. The next day he wakes up, he's in a cast and he's in excruciating pain. Now, my younger brother's got an incredible pain threshold. I've never seen him. I'm thinking, man, maybe he's just a wimp. For 3 months, he's in absolute agony. So they take his cast off. He takes one step and it snaps because the student, instead of putting the fibula and the tibia together, joined the fibula to the tibia. So no wonder it was aching. So then it snaps. Oh. Now, because it's been 3 months, when you first break a bone, it goes malleable. But now it's solidified, it's calcified. So they've got to cut into his hip, remove a bone out of his hip. They put it into his leg. His leg looks deformed. It's got this big lump on the front of it, but it's free. Now, people said to him, you know, that we've got friends from other parts of the world, and they said, hey, why don't you sue the hospital? Well, it's government run. Who's got deeper pockets, you or the government? Then my mother, I'm 53 right now. My mother died at 58. At 52, she had a head-on car accident at the stop sign at the bottom of our street, which is really peculiar because she'd been working at the same bakery for the last 19 years, always would stop at that stop sign, go across. I mean, it's, you know, she could just do it on autopilot. This particular morning, she goes flying through, has a head-on collision. She's in the hospital. They say she's got some amnesia. Back it up. What had happened was at 52, she'd gone into menopause. So they trialed a menopause drug. And again, because our free healthcare, they trial drugs. And because it's free, you're a guinea pig. So they trialed this drug and they took it off the market after 8 months because it brought on the calcification of the brain, which is basically what leads to the early onset of dementia and Alzheimer's. So they took it off the market, but it was too late. The damage was done. So she comes out of hospital. They said, listen, she's got some head injuries. She's going to have some amnesia, some memory loss, but it'll come back. Never came back. 53, she ended up in a home because she lost all English. She went back to German. The last 2 years when she was 57 and 58, I would go to visit her. And it was the most horrific thing, Charlie. I would go in to visit her and she was like, who are you? What do you want? Why are you here? And she would freak out. And I'm like, mom, it's me. She died so alone because she couldn't recognize anyone, couldn't recognize why she was there. She would scream in the night, 58, free healthcare. And that story is multiplied. I had another one where two guys with a similar name were admitted into the hospital. One was going in because he was having digestive issues and they were going to put a camera in there and try and find out. The other guy needed his leg amputated. So you can see where this one went, free healthcare. They similar names, they got the beds mixed up. So one guy wakes up thinking, is everything all right with my stomach? And his leg's gone. The other guy who was getting a leg amputation still got his leg there, but he's got a camera inside his stomach. free health care.
This holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. That means the post office is going to be busy. You don't have time for that. Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer. Mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can do in just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you the service of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller fulfilling orders during this record-setting holiday season, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and 40% off priority mail and 62% off UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder why over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. We use Stamps.com, and you should too. Stamps.com is terrific. So don't spend a minute of your Christmas season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With my promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in KIRK, K-I-R-K. That's Stamps.com. Enter KIRK, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. So, and a lot of people are asking, who is this guy? I like him. So what is your, what's your social media? How can people find you?
So on Twitter, I'm at Real Jürgmeister, and on Instagram, I'm just at Jürgmeister. So they canceled my, my Twitter about 15 months ago. So I had to, I got hacked. Yeah.
Oh, so, and you're also the pastor of Awakened Church.
Awakened Church. Yeah. And, San Diego and Salt Lake City.
And you have some, you have a couple books I want to plug. What's the most recent?
Probably my favorite book that I've written is called Push, Pray Until Something Happens.
I love it. So I want to continue that, but I also want to welcome to our program, Tyler. Everyone's saying the blue hat guy is back.
Yeah. Red hat guy.
Red hat guy. So Tyler is our Arizona expert.
And this is in no way an endorsement of
Brooklyn.
No, of the Dodgers. Cause this is actually people say all the time.
We got enough Dodger fans that work.
Well, this
for
is,
us.
This is American history right here. Brooklyn Dodgers. So I'm an Arizona Diamondbacks fan. Yeah. I would never go back on my Diamondbacks.
So I want to, Tyler, I want you to get, you just helped, you were involved in filing a lawsuit, weren't you, here in Arizona?
Yeah. So as national committeeman for the Republican Party, I've been, you know, acutely aware of what the business of the Republican Party here in Arizona. Last week, let's step back to where we were last week. So what happened last week was we came under the information, or we received the information that the state was operating under two different sets of rules. One was approved by the Arizona Secretary of State through what they call the Election Procedures Manual that was approved at the end of last year by the governor and the attorney general. And then the second is the law. And basically what we discovered was this. When you go to vote and when you vote the day of the election, there already is in place a process for hand count auditing. There already exists that in Arizona. So I used to be the chairman of the Republican Party here in Maricopa County, which is the fourth largest county in America.
Which is where all this stuff is happening.
Where, you know, the vast majority of the votes in Arizona happened right here in Maricopa County, which is the Phoenix metropolitan area. And essentially how they've always verified with the parties is that when somebody votes, Arizona revised statute 16602 specifically states that there must be at least a 2% audit or hand count audit. Now, what they do is they count every physical ballot and match that up to what the electronic system says. Now, this is the first year that we've used the Dominion systems.
So you have Dominion here in Arizona.
So Maricopa County is using the Dominion
systems. Who's making these decisions, Tyler?
Well, they actually just did a records request today to find out who signed the contract.
Is it the governor?
Someone had just sent it over to me, but I couldn't pull up the information.
No, but seriously, I mean, like, let's just, I want to just go through this.
No, so the Board of Supervisors is the one that makes the decisions on elections for each county.
This state might have fallen victim to Hammer scorecard.
Could be. We'll see.
Because we just had this general that was on, Tyler, who said
This is absolutely happened. He went through all the facts. General McInerney.
McInerney, right?
He was on for 30 minutes.
General McInerney is one of the sharpest guys that you'll meet. He's nearing, I think, about 80 years old. But he doesn't look or sound like he's anywhere near 80, right?
But he goes through this and he says, I have all the notes here. He said,
been involved on the defense front of this stuff. He's been warning.
He warned us about Hammer's scorecard 3 days before the election.
Well, he's been warning people about this for, I think, years, from what I understand. So anyways, going back. So Maricopa County is one of the many counties across the country that has been prey to, it sounds like, the Dominion guys. And anyway, so obviously there's a lot of people that are really nervous and upset about this whole thing. But look, there's a process that's involved or semi in place, at least to answer some of the initial questions when it comes to, verifying the vote. And that is through this hand count audit. Well, Arizona revised statute, the law, right? For those of you that are out there, the law says in 16602, and you can look this up yourself, it's revised statute 16 and it's 602B. One specifically states that at least 2% of every precinct within the county must be hand count verified. So what we came to find out was that when emergency procedures went into place for COVID this last year, the Board of Supervisors, which are basically the mayors of the county, right? The county supervisors decided, hey, it's going to be really difficult to get polling places open by precinct, which is what we normally do. Let's institute, because the system allows us to do this, the Dominion system, come to find out later, will allow us to do a lot fewer, and people can vote wherever the heck they want. They can just vote at any place. So they opened up 170-something voting centers across Maricopa County. There's 748 precincts, by the way. So there's only 170 of these different polling places, and anyone can vote anywhere they want. Well, this is a problem, because in the law it says that they have to verify the votes by precinct. Well, if anyone can vote anywhere they want across the county, and Maricopa County is bigger than like 30 states or something like that, right? 20 something states. That means that finding all those ballots and having the physical ballots to confirm to what Dominion tells us is accurate is nearly impossible. So
would a hand recount remedy that?
So we had a lot of drama in Maricopa County this week. So apparently our county chairman wasn't really checking up on things, which we'd been aware of for the last few weeks. And so that's part of the reason why I found this to begin with, was because they called me up and they're like, hey, you used to be county chairman. Does everything look like it's kosher? I'm like, no, it doesn't look kosher. And here's the reason why, is because we're not doing a hand count by the law. So the unfortunate part about this is that what they essentially did was adopted rules that the Arizona Secretary of State made up in the election procedures manual that essentially says that they could count the ballots or verify the ballots by voting center. Well, just as I explained, votes from hundreds and hundreds of precincts are all coming into these voting centers. Not all the ballots are there, the physical ballots. So if you hand count by voting center instead of by precinct, there's no way you can ever match up what Dominion tells you to the actual physical ballots. Wow. So what we did was we made the suggestion. We went first to the campaign and said, hey, campaign, you might want to sue on this. And they're like, oh, we're busy doing other things. And that's fine. It's cool. They were busy with a lot of things. I actually think this is a very big deal. And so we pushed the RNC on the RNC side of things. And Rana McDaniel has been awesome. Tommy Hicks, who's the co-chair, has been awesome. And then in addition, the AZGOP filed this lawsuit that essentially says that, hey, we need you to verify and audit, do the hand count audit by precinct in order to verify.
So now this is a newly filed lawsuit.
So the lawsuit got dropped on Friday. So everybody's freaking out because they're like, oh, Arizona's lost. Arizona's not lost, because we haven't even verified the vote in Arizona yet. And
especially with this Hammer scorecard stuff.
Well, here's the huge letdown. The attorney general here in Arizona.
What is his problem?
So the attorney general here in Arizona and the governor and others, the board of supervisors, I think, I don't want to throw any conjecture out there about how they're feeling, but they approved, the governor and the attorney general approved this vote manual. Now, to their credit, they started doing this, it looks like, back in 2012, but it was in very small rural counties. And so I called up the Secretary of State. His name's Ken Bennett, awesome conservative, great dude. I've had a personal relationship with him for many years. I called him up and I was like, hey, you had put this in the election procedures manual you know, did you, were you aware that they were doing this in Maricopa County now? And he's like, whoa, hang on. It was a different time, different place. There's a lot of context that goes into why we did this, you know, in Yuma and Yavapai counties, which are Prescott and Yuma, which are a lot smaller, much more rural. And again, I don't want to put any words in his mouth because they had a lot of different reasons for doing it at the time. But somebody should have caught it by now. They should have at least updated the law. They've had like 8 years to update the law. And the law says very plainly that the hand count procedure should happen by precinct. Now, kind of dive in if you want me to keep going, why this matters so much.
Well, we all know, I think we know why it matters. I mean, we want to win back the presidency.
Well, I'll get the specifics. So if you don't hand count by precinct and you're only hand counting by the voting centers where it's votes from all over the place, you're never going to be able to verify. The whole idea here is that you verify at least 2%.
Yeah. So you're right.
At random, you pull it in, you can verify that the physical ballots actually match up to the data that the systems are giving you, that match up to the voter data.
Yes. And so Dylan emails us from Arizona. I just want to reinforce what you're saying. He's been challenging Donna Kish from this she's an assistant to Adrian Fonte. So she's an assistant to the Joseph Stalin that runs this county. And they say he asked the right question because they say we performed the 1% hand count of early ballots and 2% of hand count of election day locations as prescribed for law. And this guy, Dylan, I'm not going to say your last name because I don't want you to lose your job or your friends or your family. But I'll send you a signed copy of the book, MAGA Doctrine. So email us back.
He says,
of all precincts, including all over voting stations. Great question, right? And then she responds, 2% of all the precincts, voters could vote at any voter center in Maricopa County. The tabulation is based on the precinct in which they are registered, regardless of the vote center a voter goes to cast their vote.
So what they did was they verified it. So Dylan, you're onto something here.
This is just a citizen doing his job, which is what everyone needs
God
to do
bless you, Dylan.
To your voting centers.
No, Dylan, but Dylan, this is what the deal is here, right? So they verified the voting centers, which basically tells us that the machines were properly working on the site. But what it doesn't tell us is that the precinct data, right? So the hard geographical, so a precinct, let's go back. A precinct is the smallest geographical unit within elections here in Arizona, right? The precincts are where that's where you register to you as a voter, right? You are a part of a precinct, whether you realize it or not. Those precincts are what are pulled into counties or legislative districts. And by Arizona law, whatever party you're a part of, you become a part of that structure, that party structure within those precincts. That's how historically in Arizona, we've always voted by precinct.
But they screwed it up this time.
That's a separate designation from a polling place, right? And no one's challenging the fact that they decided to do polling places where you could vote anywhere you wanted. The challenge here is that you have to, by the law, tell us that the data that you collected for a precinct when you're doing a hand count verification matches the precinct data, which is the smallest geographical unit that exists for voters within the state of Arizona. Now, if we do not do this, here's why this matters so much. If you do not do this, anyone can go in and manipulate the data for any precinct across Maricopa County.
Especially in Democrat precincts.
Well, you would never know because not even a single precinct has been verified to match the data. So they could, and I'm not suggesting that anyone has done this.
Well, I will.
Yeah.
But we do have a number of different precincts across Maricopa County that have very odd numbers. And we've looked in Chandler in particular. There's like deep, deep red precincts that have very strange skewed numbers to them. And again, you know, I would love to see if that one was pulled. There's another element to this too that I'll bring up with Arizona too that people need to go out and then I'll give the call to action here. But
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, one day only sale. Wouldn't you just rather work with a company who puts you on a pedestal every day? That's what you get with PureTalk, a veteran-run wireless company who understands what it means to serve. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. If you're with them, you're overpaying pure and simple. PureTalk can easily save you over $400 a year. Listen, this is all you need. Unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. I wouldn't be putting my name behind this if I didn't know that these were veterans that love their country, unlike other people that are in the corporate space. I can tell you, if you go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. What a novelty, a company that actually puts their customers first. Switching to PureTalk is the easiest decision you'll make today. You can keep your phone
and your number or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and just say Charlie Kirk. It's the password, secret word, Charlie Kirk. Peer talk, simply smarter, wireless.
So here's what the next piece to the Board of Supervisors deal is. So again, to reiterate, the Board of Supervisors manages each county in Arizona. Maricopa County, which is the largest, is the most important. If we get in there and let's say they come back and they say, all right, we're going to follow the law and verify these by precinct, which I think they should. Yeah. And it's going to be difficult for them because, again, these ballots are freaking everywhere, right? They're all over the freaking county. And so, like, you know, that's not my problem. That's not your problem. That's not the voter's problem. That's their problem to live the law, right? And by the way, too, allegedly in this new Dominion system, they have all these scans of these documents.
Allegedly.
So
if they didn't send it to Germany to the CITL system.
Well, first and foremost, they should be pulling up all those scans at minimum to say, all right, here, well, at least here's the scans for my precinct. And that should be easily sortable, right? But I'm getting too deep into this. We need you, if you're listening, regardless if you're in Arizona or not, but particularly if you're in Arizona, to ask the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to first and foremost uphold the law and verify the vote by precinct. Their statutory commitment is at least 2%. Now, the law says at least 2%.
They should do 100%.
So let me talk about the structure of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. We have four Republicans and one Democrat on the County Board of Supervisors. They're good guys. I know all four of the Republicans very well, including Clint Hickman, who's awesome, and Steve Chukri, who's awesome, and Jack Sellers, and Bill Gates. I know Bill Gates the least, but out of all four of them.
Bill Gates?
Yeah, his name's Bill Gates. But he's not the Bill Gates you shouldn't trust. Although, we'll see what they do
Don't
after this election.
Don't trust that Bill Gates.
But these guys, the law actually, they're in charge of the election. So they're the ones that certify the results from the election, right? So they kind of hold the purse strings in a way. I mean, they have a statutory obligation to hand over the verified vote totals once the recorder's office finishes their work in the elections department, with the elections department. But what they could say and do is essentially is this is the law says at least hand count verify 2%. There's no limit on how much they could do. So our Board of Supervisors actually could jump in and require or ask that 100% of all ballots be hand count verified. And that would be a awesome audit. And, you know, as Republicans, especially considering all the concerns right now that are happening with Dominion and all this craziness, I mean, look, Sidney Powell is a highly respected individual.
And she's never bluffed.
She's never bluffed. She doesn't make stuff up. She looks like she's got
fire in her eyes.
Fire in her eyes.
Can we play some Sidney Powell tape? I think it's like cut 98 or something. We got a long cut sheet.
She's got huevos of steel, right? Like this, she does. And she has been so respected in this community. And she said, she came out straight up and said, we've got so much evidence. It's like coming out our nose.
Yeah.
Like I think her exact words, it's just on the thing with fire hose, right? And so look, everybody's this concerned. If Sidney Powell's saying this, you know, it's not like it's a bluffer saying this.
Well, and also Rudy Giuliani has said that they're onto something on Dominion. Remember, he got the laptop from Hunter Biden. He got no credit for that.
None.
And that should have ended the election. And so I want to let Tyler, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's
everyone
great.
Who's tuning in here, we've been going through General McInerney, Louie Gohmert. We had Madison Cawthorn, the great Juergen, and now Sidney Powell here. I'm going to try to get Sidney on the show tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, she should come.
Play tape.
Peter Neffinger, tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence. I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
so much evidence. We feel like it's coming in through the fire hose, which confirms.
I love Maria's face. She's just like,
I know,
like stunned. Like,
I mean, and by the way, so Sidney Powell was right about Michael Flynn. And I encourage all of you that say, oh, who's this Sidney Powell? Read License to Lie by Sidney Powell. She uncovered the Merrill Lynch corruption with the Department of Justice. I could do a whole podcast on that because I learned from the great Tom Patrick more about DOJ than anyone should ever know. Tyler, what does that have to do with what we're talking about today?
So
Arizona, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani.
So, I mean, look, this is the point, is that with the Board of Supervisors and the Board of Supervisors in every state that has contracted Dominion should really be coming up, even if your election was not close, right? I think it's incumbent on every single Board of Supervisors right now and every single elections department that certifies the results, regardless of whatever the structure is, who approves that, you know what I'm talking about. Those people should be coming forward right now and saying, look, we need to dive deeply into this and make sure that we're not aiding and abetting essentially some of the biggest cyber criminals in the biggest coup that we've ever seen.
It could be the Venezuelans, it could be the Iranians, it could be the Chinese. And I mean, just a refresher, everybody, because this is the difference between the right and the left. We always go above and beyond to satisfy what the left wants. So, for example, we win a surprise election in 2016. The Democrats and the left immediately, they amplified a fake Russian narrative. And Republicans, because we mean well and the left does not, it's very important, we were like, wait a second, it's not a good thing. It's not healthy for Trump to have this cloud over his presidency to be called a Russian agent. Let's go appoint a special prosecutor to go look into it, because maybe did the Russians hacked voter systems and software. It was Republicans that helped appoint Mueller. Big mistake. It was stupid. The point is this, is that we were worried that people would lose faith in the system.
Yeah.
The Democrats couldn't care less. The Democrats are like, I don't care.
No, they threw out the craziest stuff ever to, you know, sow seeds of absolute misinformation and doubt across America. And now they're like, oh, how dare you suggest anything, when there's, you know, again, we have people like Sidney Powell who are coming out and saying, no, this is crazy. She would never do that, right? She would never do that unless she had something like literally in the palm of her hand. So, look, I'll say this. We need two things from people right now that are in Arizona. One is to contact our Board of Supervisors. Again, that's Clint Hickman, Steve Chukri, Jack Sellers, Bill Gates, and let them know, hey, guys, we really think that you should verify this by precinct. Regardless of, you know, what Democrats are going to say, you know, Democrats are going to try to join this lawsuit, inevitably, we think, and, you know, others to try to fight it. But we shouldn't drag this out. I mean, we should try to get our electors seated.
Yes.
And if this is going to be something that drags out and they come upon some evidence that shows that some crazy things were happening, this is a quick way for us to start verifying and finding information proactively.
Yeah.
And that's in the law. The second piece is this, guys, is that we need everybody to ask those same guys, all four of our Board of Supervisors, all four members of our Board of Supervisors, to audit more than 2% of the vote. They have every right and every ability. And they can do that. The loss is at least 2%. Do 100%. Do 50%. Anything above 2% is a win. But 100% seems like a really great number.
Now, isn't it 2% in just a general? But, I mean, there's so much controversy. There's so much doubt. There's so much question that I think that you can't do 2%. 2% is not going to satisfy.
Yeah, I mean, look, even the attorney general who disagreed, you know, with the claim that the law says what the law says.
He's an idiot.
And, you know, and we have a number of members, including our Senate president, Karen Fan, who came out and said, you know, let's start with 5%, right? 5% is more, you know, twice, more than double what the law currently states. Again, I think we should be asking for a lot more. I think we should be hand counting, getting ahead of this thing. If there are people with legitimate concerns, which we have a huge amount of the population here, we have literally tens of thousands of people who have showed up to rallies across Arizona. That should be enough. And across Maricopa County, that should be enough for our people to act before people start getting really upset. I mean, God forbid, again, that something like this, heaven forbid, something like this happens next week, and they come upon some information that's really damning that says that, you know, there is this, the data was going overseas, that it was getting manipulated and coming back washed. That would destroy the faith in the electoral system, for good. And maybe that's what the Democrats ultimately want.
You know, well, here's the thing. So speaking as a pastor, pastoring people now for, over 30 years, one of the things about sin is that whatever you get away with, you repeat.
Mm.
So one of the things that you have to understand is human nature is that, and you alluded to it before, that, you know, Hillary Clinton with the 33,000
emails. Peter Strzok, Lisa nothing. Page.
Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Susan Rice. I mean, the list is endless and nothing. There's no justice, no consequences. So, of course, we got away with it on that level. Let's go to the next level. Wow, we got away with it on that level. Let's go to the next level. And so now we have, and literally the future of our republic is in stake because
metastasized.
It's metastasized. And if they get away with being able to manipulate the vote, it's over. It's over. And there's two big things, which one is motive and the other is agenda. So there's another scripture verse that you need to understand is in play on the inside of every single one of us. And this is what it is. It says, to the pure, all things are pure. And it's quoted, to the pure, all things are pure, but flip it in a negative context. So because I wouldn't cheat an electorate, if I was going to have power, I would want to do it fair and square.
Such an important point. That's how most people view this.
That's how most people do it. And so what we do is we ascribe or assume
our own morality
on wicked, corrupt people. And that's the mistake.
And so what you're saying, Jürgen, is that people have to strip themselves of what they would do in that position and instead see what they are doing.
Yeah.
Which, because people say, well, there's no way someone would rig an election. There's lines that won't be crossed. I'm like, have you studied 20th century history?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's really interesting that it dawned on me. I went on a podcast this week.
The Charlie Kirk Show?
No, it's the
Normal. Which is, everyone should subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast.
I'll give a shout out to these guys, the Normal Mormon. It's the Normans. So without those guys, it's actually really interesting because the Utahns are like completely, they don't know what to do right now because Mitt Romney is such a terrible leader. So we were having this discussion. It just dawned on me, like, how beautiful is the Constitution? So this is,
you're saying this earlier.
This is the beauty of the Constitution. I'm sorry if I missed this, but the beauty of the Constitution is this, is that there is a method here. The Electoral College isn't dependent on this for a reason.
That's right.
If it was, like, it's almost like, they were divinely inspired when they wrote the Constitution, because if we were totally dependent, I mean, this is why, again, guys, you have to understand Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which guarantees a Republican form of government in every state that joins the union. Every state that joins the union is guaranteed this. For what reason? Because the legislatures were always intended to control everything, including who becomes senator, which we screwed up, including who becomes president, because ultimately they hold all the strings on the Electoral College. It's their decision, their discretion on how they kick that out to the people. And here's the deal. The beauty in the Constitution is that if somebody did ever mess with the system of voting, whether back in the day it was pulling straws or drawing straws or, Dominion crazy voting that we're doing today, is that there is a method here for us to still move forward and elect a president. And so this is the fire that the Democrats are really playing with right now, which is that, if you want to mess around with the voting system, if you want to call into question the voting system, the Constitution, the law is already laid out. There's a way to move forward. I don't think anybody wants to do that, but it won't be the first time in our nation's history.
And what's so great about the Constitution is that it's so incredibly hard to screw this up.
Yes.
Because there's so many checks and balances. There's so many like, if we screw this up, the founding fathers are like, I gave you guys so many chances to get this right.
So many backups and so many backups to backups. I mean, look, the backup right now is that ultimately the legislatures in every state are responsible for ensuring that the electors are selected per the way that they have instructed for each state, right? And the laws in each state are different. It's not the same for every state how electors are selected. But should you not be able to select the electors, or should electors not get seated, which has happened in many, many times in many elections?
Electors should not be seated in any of these states.
But if this calls into question, electors are not seated, it goes to Congress. And look, Democrats don't have the reins on Congress right now. And so
with the new House, we have like 33.
Even better. It's even better.
Even better.
Yeah, I think we even may pick up
Arizona,
one or two states,
which is crazy. But yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I mean, but again, that's how divine. That should like bring some warmth into your heart. And this is the scary part, guys. This is going to drive the leftists and the communists, the Marxist-Leninists, because I'm telling you right now, the Marxists hate structure.
They do.
And the reason why they hate structure is because it's harder to take it. The reason why Marxists hate America is this, is simply, and that's why I studied Marxism for my degree.
Such an uplifting thing to
say. Yeah, I studied the failed Soviet experiment. The reason why they hate structure is because, in our structure in particular, is because it's so hard to take advantage of. And the Constitution is like the most difficult document
to overtake,
to unkey, ask, you know, you cannot do it. And that is the beauty in where we're at today.
And it was based on things that Montesquieu talked about, which is, I'm going to give you something that's based on negative rights, which means that I'm going to start with just like, here's what you have in your natural state. Please don't screw this up.
Yeah.
And it's actually incredible. And the left's been very patient. They've taken over the civil service. They've created the fourth branch of government. They have the intelligence agencies. Despite all of their efforts, we still now have a way to fix this. And I want to be very clear, everybody, based on what Sidney Powell said on television today and what seems to be coming out about Dominion and Hammer's scorecard and General McInerney, I'm more optimistic than I have been in days about this.
Yeah.
Because this could be. I want to close with this story, which kind of goes to show how things can change in an instant, right? And how the media can go from calling something a conspiracy theory to a well-verified fact that we knew the whole time. And it's something that now has kind of become part of the zeitgeist in America, which is the stories around Jeffrey Epstein. Now, if you brought up Jeffrey Epstein 4 years ago, you'd be called a conspiracy theorist. That Jeffrey Epstein was flying on planes with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein was friends with Bill Clinton. You weren't allowed to talk about it. You get deplatformed from social media. I remember going to Palm Beach back in 2013, 2014, literally one or two streets away from where Jeffrey Epstein had his awful, evil operation, right? And everyone knew about it. It was an open air secret. People would say, oh, Jeffrey probably has young girls over, yet nothing happened. And yet, if you talked about it on social media or television, people would say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, all this. Then all of a sudden, indictments started to come down under the Trump administration. Epstein was held accountable. And for all of you out there that think like Trump's involved, he's not. He kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. That's okay. Right. Get your facts right.
Exactly.
Just really upsets me.
Yeah.
Now, what's the significance of this? Is all of a sudden, as the facts started to come through and the chatter on TV became reality, everyone got in line and no one disagrees now that Jeffrey Epstein was running an international, you know, sex trafficking ring.
It's common knowledge.
And Bill Clinton was probably involved and went to the island based on eyewitness accounts, right?
There's accounts of it.
Right. So all of a sudden now this is allowed to be said in decent, polite society.
Yeah.
But here's the really interesting thing. Who changes the world? Is it the people that are decent and polite? Or is it the people like Socrates and Galileo that push the status quo and all of a sudden it gets into... You might be seeing one of the greatest uncoverings of what they are trying to prevent of really a fight of good versus evil.
And this dawned on me yesterday, too. And I tweeted this out. Does anybody actually believe that Joe Biden achieved 20% more vote than Barack Obama in 2012?
No way.
Like
impossible. Like, no one was turning
Barack
up these
Obama,
events.
It has to be so upset right now that he's like getting railroaded.
Let me ask the pastor a question.
Yeah.
So, Pastor, your church is in San Diego area, right?
Yeah.
And you,
the one in Salt Lake.
Yeah. So you were a pastor during Barack Obama's campaign in 08?
Yes. Yeah.
The whole state was wallpapered with Obama signs in 08,
everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Obama was not from California.
No.
Joe Biden was not from California. Kamala Harris is from California.
Mm-hmm.
Can you compare and contrast how many Biden-Harris signs there were with how many Obama signs there were in 08 and 12
California? You can't even compare. I mean,
there was nothing, right?
It wouldn't even be 100 to 1. It's almost like, you know, what's 1,000 times zero?
There were probably more Trump signs.
There was, oh my gosh, there were more Trump signs in California in this election than Hope, which was the Obama slogan in 2008.
So how is it possible that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama? It's very...
I mean, find me a person who isn't like a left-wing lunatic that actually believes it. Like, please, like, bring it. Let's bring him on. Let's put him on Skype.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk to them.
Yeah.
Like, like, boldface, like, tell me the logic in you thinking that Joe Biden somehow, and just to put it in perspective, I've seen a few people say this, by the way, and a very few, very stupid people say that, well, the population increase has happened. Let's actually lay that out real quickly. The population increase has gone up like 3%, just so that we're on the same page. That vote difference is close to like, it's 22%.
Yeah.
And so, no, that's wrong.
Yep.
Here's the second piece too.
Certain states have lost population.
That's the point. Certain states have lost population. And guess what? Barack Obama turned out the highest percentage of millennials and young voters beat this election cycle, last election cycle, right? By significant numbers. He was like 44%, I think. You have to fact check me on that. It's like 44% turnout for that number. That's insane. Guys, more people have died in the older generation since then.
Yeah.
And the millennial generation has actually expanded, and we still didn't hit the percentage of numbers of registered voters near that time that Barack Obama in 2008. That was at the time people were like mind blown, like, I can't believe this many people showed up to vote and we just slaughtered, you know, John McCain and Mitt Romney. Well, like, and that was the talk of the town.
And one of the operative numbers here is, as Donald Trump did 5 points worse in 2020 in Dane County, which is Madison, Wisconsin. That's where University of Wisconsin-Madison is. I know our team, let me show you, I don't know if we can pull up this picture, but I'll never forget this.
San Francisco, like you were saying too.
I want you to look at this picture, okay? I want to see if I can pull this up. This was when Obama went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, okay? This is a legitimate crowd. Look at that.
It was like a Trump rally.
Unbelievable. You're trying to tell me Joe Biden did better than him in Dane County?
Joe Biden. There's no
way. He couldn't get. I don't know if I could show this up on screen. I mean, it's as far as the eye can see crowds. It's so overwhelming, right? Look at that. Exactly. You're trying to tell me Joe Biden did better in Dane County?
There's no doubt about it.
And so can you tell us, people say, how do I follow you again?
Yeah, just at Jurgmeister, J-U-R-G-M-E-I-S-T-E-R, at Jurgmeister, or at The Real Jurgmeister on Twitter.
Awesome.
Or Real Jurgmeister at Twitter. But, you know, just going back to the Constitution. So David wrote in the Psalms, I delight in your laws. Your laws are life. When I look at the Constitution, living, born in Germany, lived in New Zealand, grew up in Australia, now live in America. What makes America so magnificent is her Constitution that protects individual freedom. But to the Democrats or to the people that want the socialists, the Marxists that want to be in power, they hate the Constitution because it's that pesky Constitution that stands in the way of their being able to enforce state rule and enslavement of people. That's the difference. And we assume that they respect and revere the Constitution, but they trample it every step they can.
They're proactively right now trying to dismantle the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Why are they trying to subvert the Electoral College? This is why. And guys, we have Republicans out there and we have conservatives out there that are like, oh, you know, I kind of understand what they're saying. Like, guys, no, if you say that, you don't understand the Constitution and the divinity of it.
Yeah.
So, Jurgen, in Australia, they have compulsory voting. Is that right?
That's right.
And even some people decide not to vote and they get fined and ticketed.
They get fined. That's
so what the national turnout is like 90, 91%.
That's
right. So like 8% of people still do not show up. Is that about right?
That's about right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So would you believe when I tell you that Philadelphia had 95% turnout in certain areas?
Impossible.
So tell us from a country that you come from where they literally will fine you.
They fine. It is brutal. I know people.
Some people have no idea about the system.
People who do not care about politics, who live out in the boondocks,
the Aborigine areas, right?
They live inland. They don't want to be involved. They just want to be left alone. But so that they don't get fined, will go in on election day. But still, we have people that I can't be bothered, mate. Send me a fine, mate. I don't give a rip, you know, kind of attitude. So when I see that in some of the precincts that there was like 106%, 116% turnout, it's impossible in America. We know so many people that haven't voted, that haven't registered to vote, that aren't active votes. So when you see these numbers, it's got to be a red flag.
Yes. And especially you come from a country where
it's mandatory.
You have to
You're
vote.
Fine.
And they can't even replicate these numbers.
That's right.
It's stunning.
No. Yeah.
So email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Can I get that picture up there? Is that possible, guys? If not, that's okay. It's as far as the eye can see. It's absolutely incredible. I think we're going to put it up now. I'll never forget. I was in the Midwest. Actually, it was 2012. Yeah, I was in Chicago when this happened and had such a buzz, this rally that Obama did. People were talking about it in the suburbs of Chicago. And you're trying to tell me that, look at the, if we can get that up on the screen for our live stream viewers. You're trying to tell me Joe Biden got more support in Dane County, Wisconsin than this?
Than this guy.
Look at that.
That's you know, Barack Obama should be absolutely offended.
Look at this.
I'm yes. offended that Barack Obama isn't offended. He should. Barack Obama should be getting on TV. And I think he's going on 60 Minutes or something. He should be getting on 60 Minutes right now and being like, "It is an abs. Is there is no way in hell that Joe Biden got more vote than I did. There's just no way. There's no way he got higher turnout in the Democrat Party. There's no way that he, you know, because he lost vote."
Yeah.
In every subcategory, except maybe suburban women in certain areas, than Barack Obama. It is shocking to me that they're trying to even push this claim on. And that's what like keeps driving me with everything that's happening here in Arizona is I cannot allow myself to stop because that is the engine for me, which is there is no way that Joe Biden did this. There's just no physical way. We've been watching, anyone watching politics for the last decade knows this.
So Wisconsin that has had moderate population growth. Okay. Moderate at best. So Barack Obama with that crowd, can we pull that up again? I just want you guys to understand the numbers that we're pulling here. Okay. Everyone see that? Is that on the live stream now? Thank you guys. You guys have been doing amazing. And by the way, great job. Look at that crowd. Okay. So Barack, that was when Obama was running for re-election. Okay, let's just go for re-election, not even 08 numbers, okay? Obama for re-election, 215,000 votes in Dane County. Joe Biden got 260,000 votes in Dane County. Look at that. That's the entire student. The campus is closed, everybody, because of the virus. Are you serious?
Like nobody's showing up.
So not only that, Biden beat the number. Biden got 75%. And Obama got 71% in 12. Let me look at 08.
But if you look, because
with moderate population.
Well, on the election night, Trump was winning Wisconsin in a landslide. And so
totally.
Those numbers are what Biden needed to get across the line, not what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
not
right.
What was actual.
Necessary numbers.
That was the necessary
numbers.
That's
so why they, you started to see all this.
They
skews.
Looked at which precinct, which county can we amplify the numbers, 71, let's take it to 74.
Yeah, I mean, it is shocking to me, absolutely shocking to me that there are people that can look in the mirror, look themselves in the mirror and actually say that Joe Biden was a much more, nope. I mean, and we're not just talking about sheer numbers. We're talking about voter turnout too. Voter turnout this election for the Democrats is going to outpace 2008 and 2012. And so again, and definitely, and certainly 2016, because nobody liked Hillary Clinton. But like that, I mean, nobody's arguing here that Joe Biden was a slightly better candidate than Hillary Clinton. But if you're trying to tell me that he earned 10 million more votes than Barack Obama in his prime, and
I mean, we all lived through that, everybody. It was kinetic energy. I mean, I was in Chicago when it happened.
That's how Turning Point started.
Well, that was 08, but yeah.
No,
we started after 12.
Yeah,
yeah.
12 is was in the heart of 2012 of the reelect, and it was like basically.
I found the numbers. Joe Biden beat Obama 08 numbers.
It's just
percentage wise against John McCain
as a percentage.
Impossible. Okay, not possible. Okay,
the entire state's blue on here.
No, no. I know, and he beat it.
The entire state. I just made you right. Yeah, it's
and you know what their answer is? Well, now we have vote by mail. That's the point.
Yes. It's like, yes. Thank you.
Like, yeah, thank you've proven you. Our point.
Yes. We know you're, you know, messing with the election because of vote by mail. Yeah, we get it.
All right. So I'm going to actually do an entire program tomorrow about Dane County because now I'm really mad. Come on, dude. I'm doing it.
Here's another number, though, for you, Charlie.
Oh, Biden beat him by 60,000 votes.
I was doing the, awesome. I'm not a mathematician, but I was doing the basic math. And, you know, these are roundabout numbers, but the population of the entire United States since the year 2000 has gone up 18%. And you have to understand that that's the entire.
We're not even using 2000 numbers.
I know. I'm going back to 2000. Yeah. I'm saying it went up 18%, give or take. And we have a lot of young people in this country and a lot of baby boomers who are passing away. They started passing away. So we actually have a lot. We're becoming a younger country, right? So with that being taken into account, and older people vote at a much higher percentage, right? We know this. What would you think that the voting population percentage went up since 2000?
Since 2000, it probably went up. If the whole population went up 18 and we were younger, probably 21%.
Yeah, it went up 50%.
Okay, so it almost didn't duplicate itself, but almost by half.
So the amount of people who turned out in 2000 for that really maybe the most aggressive campaign that maybe we had
Bush
seen
prior to
this. Bush versus Gore. 101 million people, right?
Yeah. We had 175 this time.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It went up 50%. The numbers, it's where they end up is going to be less than that. It's going to be not going to be 175. But again, it's going to be a 50% plus increase. Right. Might end up being a 51, 52% increase. Again, you're trying to tell me that almost three times the amount of people are now voting as our population is skewing, you know, largely younger.
No,
and more people are dying.
People are filling out ballots.
But that's right.
But we're on it.
Say more people are showing up.
Here's why you support us. If you want us to keep the heat on, it's charliekirk.com/support. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. And I want to just close. Jürgen, can you just give a short prayer for our country and for our president?
Absolutely.
Because we need to stay prayerful here. This is really a fight of good versus evil.
Yes,
but if you guys like what we're doing and you're like, I want to get behind it, it's charliekirk.com/support. And Tyler, that's not one of our shirts, the Kayleigh McEnany ones.
No, but it's great.
It's a good one. We are going to give away Amy Coney Barrett shirts. We're giving away five Amy Coney Barrett shirts tonight, right now. All you have to do is answer the trivia question and show us you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show. And type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review. So now last time, there was a lot of people that cheated because you Googled it. You can't Google this one. Name my favorite restaurant to go to that is a chain. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe, 5-star review, screenshot it, email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. The first five people that get that get a signed copy of the Amy Coney Barrett shirt. You can't Google that. Jürgen, close us in prayer.
Amen. Fantastic. So this is how you're praying. If you're upset, if you're concerned, if you're worried, if you're fearful, this is how I want you to pray. So just join with me. Father, right now we thank you that you are the God that uncovers that which is covered. The Bible says that the wicked shall not prosper. The scripture says that the scepter of wickedness will not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. So Father, we pray that that which has been done in covert, that which has been done in secret, that which has been done in deception will not prosper. We curse it now in Jesus' name. And we declare that the will of the people, we declare that the legitimate vote will produce a legitimate president and a legitimate result. Father, expose the wickedness and the corruption. Draw it out, that this land would be a land of righteousness, of justice, so that peace and equity and prosperity and blessing can flow to each and every household. That's what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Jürgen, it's been amazing. We are going to keep the heat on. See you guys tomorrow of my radio show from 12 to 2 Eastern, a little bit overflow too. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com, and we'll be back live again tomorrow. And you're going to be doing more things in Arizona.
Keep the pressure on in Arizona, guys. Board of Supervisors.
Remember, you have to guess my favorite chain restaurant. Type in Charlie Kirk Show to your Apple podcast provider or Spotify. Screenshot it and email it to us, freedom@charliekirk.com. The first five people to get all that right get a signed copy of the Amy Coney Barrett shirt. Thank you, guys. Jürgen, that was amazing, man.
Oh,
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
See you guys tomorrow.